Good morning, this past week's daf is daf Mem Ches in the fourth perek in Meseches Ksuvis. Let's see the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Ches Amal. Let's start over there. The Mishnah says as follows. You see the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Ches Amal?
Yep.
Lo'oilom hi b'shus ha'av actually the concept of shus ha'bal in the suin. The Mishnah over here is discussing the changeover from the Rishus Ha'av to Rishus Ha'bal. Now that primarily goes back really on the Mishnah, on the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah says, Ha'av Zakoy Bibita B'Kidushel, certain Schus Meta'av has, calls man that Bita is Bishus. So now that primarily is talking about by Bita Ktana and Bita Naira. Right? Once you see Shabbagaris, those didn't don't apply. And there are certain schosim that the Av has. Mishnah says, Yeser Olav Habal, those schosim apply, has those schosim, and an additional schosim and chiyuvim that the Baal has. So this Mishnah, we'll see, it's not limited to that, but this Mishnah, Kipshuta, the Hemshech HaDvarim, is that Lo'elam Hibshus Ha'av Achetikonis L'shus Ha'Baal L'Nisuin. And that's really what the Mishnah said before. The Mishnah says, Nisus Yeser Olav Ha'Baal, right? However, the truth is that this halacha in the Mishnah l'chayra, right? We'll see. L'chayra, this Mishnah is not limited to that because even after she's a begeris, let's say she's not in the rishus of the av, but it's still necessary to know that when these halachas in the Mishnah is that when is she nichas l'rishus habal for those dinim. Right, see, so even though the Mishnah says that Lelem Bishus Ha'av, we'll see what that refers to, right? As far as if we're talking about Zechusim, so that's Dafka Nairu. Dafka, let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Lelem Bishus Ha'av Achi Zikanes to Rishus Habal Nisun. Let's see the Rashi. Right away, Rashi says as follows. Rashi mentions something in addition. Rashi says as follows: Vivim bas Yisrael muurosel the koyin he ena yichelas b'tshuma. Rashi mentions another halacha which comes in the Gemara. It's mivu in the Gemara where it talks about this about this din. Bas Yisrael, that she's nisas with the kohen, and the shaila is as far as at what point could she eat truma machmas bailon. So on that the Mishnah says that she's b'shus ha'av achetikones l'rishus ha'bal l'nisuin. Now. This halacha, lecha oira, like we mentioned before, I mean, this is non-related to the din that the previous Mishnah spoke about. Lecha, this applies to Begeris also, right? Le'olam hi b'shus ha'av, right? How would that read in the context of truma, leilam hibishus ha'av. Right, whatever we discussed in the last Mishnah, that anair is bishus avia. Primarily, it was concerning momenus. Let's say legabi be mekadisher. But as far as truma is concerned, that's not really a schos that the father has. Pashas, it's a halacha that she has. So does that have to do with being in the mishus of her father? What about a begeris, right? A begeris, right? Or even someone that was nisus, right? As the Parshan Torah says that she's nisus, and she's nisgash or nisalmana from her husband. She's chayzeres lebeis aviyah bevizera einlo. Right, so she also she eats truma, and it's, you know, the game. But if she the second time she gets married, so the halacha of truma, yeish lo oyer, if how that translates in the Mishnah, lo ilum he b'shus ha'av ad she kones l'shus habal. What do we mean that when she's b'shus? Pushes the av.
Well, is there a problem saying that the Mishnah is talking about a katana and nara? What the Rav is saying, when she's past the state of naros, right, when she's a bulgaris, so that's true, right? But the Mishnah doesn't have to be speaking about that, right? It's telling us about this stage. And the Gabi Truma, the halacha is the same thing applies to a katana and a nara.
Yeah, Ranaz, what I mean to say is like this, is that concerning Truma, even Ketana and Naira, is this how it works? It's because she's Bishusa Legabe Truma? I mean, if even after she's Bager, she eats Truma, so obviously it doesn't have to do with the age that she is, that she's Bishus the Av. This, and Bechlal, we have to know what does it mean that she's Bishus the Av? Right? You know, if we're talking, if the Mishnah is including, right, and we'll see. I mean, that's more seems to be saying, right? That's what the la'olam is.
But it does have to do with her being in the brishus abal.
Okay, that's true. Brishus abal, right? But what about the Muslim la'olam he brishus ha'av? That's what we wanted to know.
Oh, hold on a second. Since when does truma have to do with what rishus she's in? On a doraisa level, once she's mekudeshes, even if she's brishus ha'av, she still would eat truma doraisa.
Definitely true, right.
And even a katana.
This mission is not talking about the rice. We'll get to that. We're definitely not talking about the rice over here, because the rice has kedushin, is kaveh that halacha, and we're talking about nisul.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right? So you're definitely right, right? As far as on the drastic level, and that's an important point, and it's necessary for us to discuss that. It's a very, very important point that you're raising. Mm. But we're just trying to translate the Mishnah over here, right? That when we're talking about Shuma, so is there, even if she'd be a Ktana, right? But is there a difference? Is there a difference how a Ktana or Naira eats Shuma than that of a Bageras? Did we see any sources that there's, you know, Av Zakoi concerning Shuma, right? So that we don't find any difference. Now so if that's so that's really what we want to know over here. So now that really would maybe bring us, that might bring us to the, and we'll see, you know, after what we're going to say right now, we're still going to have to deal with the Ha'orah, Michael's Ha'orah. But if we remember back, when we learned Yevamos, a discussion on Mordechai and Kohen Gadol, Ha'orah, those prokim deal with this, that that Abbas Kohen, right, is Truma, or see, in this Mishnah over here, the truth of the matter is that, as I'm just thinking right now, I mean, we're discussing about a Bas Yisrael, right? So if you wanted to explain why Bas Yisrael does not eat Truma, is that because she's Bershus Aviyah? She doesn't eat Truma because there's no reason for her to eat Truma, right? Whether she's Bershus Aviyah or not Bershus Aviyah. So that Ha'orah, you know, is going to be a little...
What were yours? You said there's no reason for her to eat Truma. Is that what you said? What do you mean by that?
There's no reason, which there's no intrinsic reason for her to eat truma that we have to explain that she's Bishus Aviyah, and that's why she doesn't eat truma.
Even if the father wasn't alive, right?
Yeah.
So then she wouldn't eat truma.
Right.
Right. I mean, I mean, it's just when we're talking on a Durabanan level, right? I mean, Durabanan, the reason is either because she's going to feed her family, the Truma, or because of Simfon.
Let's talk about those cheshbonos. I was really talking on the Raisedika level, right? But we could discuss on a Durabanan level also, that, which is really what the discussion over here is.
Well, the Raisa level, she does eat truma, right?
Yeah. What I mean to say like this, in other words, this mission would seem to be safe. If we're translating truma and truma oriented, then the Mishnah, just when I had to read the Mishnah, she's in her father's rishos concerning truma till she's nisus. Right, so we're trying to understand does that mean anything, that the reason why, you know, she doesn't eat truma is because she's in her father's rishos? Is there anything positive about that, or it just means as opposed to going into her husband's rishos, which that rishos is the reason why she could eat? But we don't have to explain. What I mean to say is that concerning all the other dinim, there's a relevance of being in her father's rishos. She's taka in her father's rishos, and her father gets her ma'asiyadayim, father gets her mitzia, right? That's what that would mean, akoponim by a katana and a naira, right? So being in her father's rishos is creates halachas. Over here, bringing her father's rishos is not really creating any halachas, right? It's just an indication that, you know, she hasn't entered the rishos of the husband, that's where halachas could be, but it's not really so much that the father's rishos is playing a role over here at all. Okay, so that was just the translation on that. That once we start talking truma, then being in the father's rishos has a different relevance. Not so much that it creates halachas, right? But it's just, you know, as opposed to that coming to the rishos of the husband, which that's what will create halachas. Now let's point out this point that Michael's touching on, like this, is that we know that as far as the din midraisa, the halacha of truma really is not dependent on nisun at all. It's not dependent on erusin. Let's say in this scenario, she's a bas yisrael, that she's nisarasa to a kohen. So you have the din of kinyan kaspoi, which that's the what the Gemara tells us, that she eats truma once she's king kaspim, and the kiddushin, no matter how he's mekadosher, even if it's not with kesef, the rishonim say, I mean, it's important, right? That she could eat truma. So really, midraisa, she could eat truma over here. The reason why she can't eat truma, we'll see in the Gemara, right? Is really because of a din drabona. Now that's either because of the Shema Tashken, which is that we're concerned that since she's still beveis avia, since there was no known nisun yet, so her family, which are Yisraelim, they can't. It's also for them to eat truma, chiv misa on that. So if she'll be eating truma while she's in the house over there, so there's a concern that they might end up eating it. So that's why she can't till nisun. Now the Gemara tells us based on that if that's true, so really if there was a point of time where her eating is not in a situation which could be shared with someone else, then she could already start eating by then. And that's the halacha of the Mishnah Rishayna, that with ha'gozman, like the Mordechai tells us, we'll see, at with ha'gozman, oichels mishlav, oichels mishumah, the Mordechai says, because it's miyachal adochta, and which that is a situation that the chash doesn't apply anymore. So there is no nisun, there is no change of rishus at all. Right? And even according to the Mishnah Achrayna, which Mishnah says, and that's what our Mishnah is, right? Mar tells us, right, La'olam, that she needs the actually the Kanes L'chupa, But really what the halacha over there is really based on nothing to do with someone, not with the chuppah itself. Right? So again, it's addressing a concern. The concern of simpan, which is a bitul mekach, which is a shayla of mekach tois, that were there to be mumin, which were not noticed, not realized, not supposed to be realized, right? Till later, then the mum shall be seizer. So that could be a basis of mekach tois. Now, if there's a mekach tois, so the kedushin never was, so she wasn't able to eat. So if she were to eat right away after kedushin, so there's a concern that it might end up being that she was eating truma be'iser.
Now, is that a derabanan or a deraisa?
Which one?
If you say simfun, and then it turns out that it was a mekach tos. Mekach tos, and she was eating truma, would you say is that really it's an onus? And so really there was no iser doraisa, and it's only a chasha, and so now there's only an iser derabanan.
What's the iser derabanan? Is there such iser derabanan?
Meaning that they're saying we're going to aser her because of simfun. We're going to aser her because of simfun. And now there's an iser for her to eat the truma. Well, let's say she did eat it, and then it becomes a mekach tos. So,
but I mean, it's based on something on some kind of deraisa. Now, you want to know what that the deraisa is? Is that's a question of how we understand what oinus is, right? What is oinus? Oinus is just a ptur from oinshim, but the iser was done. Or an oinus is the, you don't even consider the issa, that the issa was done. But whatever it is, you see that Chazal were concerned about that. Right? Mm. Right? So there is some kind of issue on a deraistic level. Right? Mm. And even an oinus, but if we could prevent an oinus, it's worth preventing. Mm. Right? Would seem to be. Novost, I mean, the whole chash. Who's that?
I don't know. Whose phone is this?
Yeah, mine. No.
Yeah, okay. So the chash is a drabonin, and it's midrais. We're not mistapic. We're not mistapic in this kipshutai, and the drabonin were chayish. Interestingly enough, they were chayish, you know, on something, you know, which at the end of the day. L'chayri, right, will be an oinus. But nevertheless, you know, something which is an iser chomer, you know, would have happened whether they're liable or not, doesn't seem to make a difference. Yeah. Right? Chazal were chayish that someone ate truma, even though it was b'oinus.
I recognize I'm taking us a little bit of field now, but I'll just mention things to that.
Yeah.
When you see, for example, when two Adam come that a woman's husband died, and then the husband comes back later, right, we say there, that was an onus gamma, right? That she's mutzer to her husband at that point. Mm-hmm. We don't say that she's usher because she had a bia with a man while she was married.
Right.
So that's one ha'ara. The other ha'ara is, this seems like a
simple, what are you going with that?
So I guess, I don't know. I mean, well, you see this, I mean, there are two things. One is that it seems as though when you say onus gomer, then it's mamash mutter, right? Because if it was usher, but there's just no onish, then shouldn't she be usher to her husband? Chad labal, chad labal. That's I guess one part of my ha'ara, but second is that there clearly seems to be a difference here.
But that in itself, I mean, the Torah says v'hilo inis basa, right? The Torah says inis is mutl labailo, right? So it's not really relevant.
Would the kid be a mamzer from the first husband? Second husband?
Right, I think
it's clearly the Easter is still there.
It's a good question, I don't remember. He's a mamzer or not? I don't know.
I think so.
If what mamzer from what?
Again, she thought her husband died, married a second person,
right?
Had a child with that second person, and the first husband comes back. So I don't think we say that. The child.
Right, the child definitely is a mamzer.
Yeah.
So what do you see from
that,
there?
That the yisr is still there. It's just that you know, he might be pater me. okay. Yonshim and things like that.
Okay, I hear. Okay. You say anything by Nitpasa?
Hmm?
Say the woman's husband was away for a long time and she was raped. And we know for sure it's Vade from this Ma'anis. So the kid is a mamzer? I guess so, right? That's what we're saying?
Yeah, right?
I think so.
All right, I hear what you're saying. So you're saying the other way, that there really is an Isser, and that would be the same thing. And so there they were makel because they didn't want her to be stuck. And here they were machmer because she could eat something else. She'll eat something else. So she won't eat truma. So they were machmer.
Okay. Right. Right. You have to speak through the question. But just see that rye that you brought is what to discuss also as far as that. Okay, but we're not going to get involved in that right now. Okay, so what we're discussing right now is like this: is that according to the Mishnah Achrayna, so the reason why an Arus Bas Yisrael that's Nisaris L'Koyin does need is because of Chashas Simpin. Now that's really dependent. So actually, calling it L'Chopa. So that also it's not the Chopa which is really giving her the heter, right? It's just there's a point of time where the Chashash Simpin is not relevant anymore. Which the truth is that really also has nothing to do really with the chuppah itself. And then we'll see. This is going to be relevant in the Hemshech HaMishnah over here. It really has to do with at what point things are nisbar, right? Whenever the bedikas pnim is made, which is somach nisuin, but you know it's not the nisuin itself, which is really making it or breaking it. And it would seem like that Chazal established a certain point of time, even though that's nothing intrinsically there is the changeover. Right? Now, the changeover really is at the time that once the bedik is made, right? Right, his bedikah is bekreveisel, right, and their mevar to him that there are no mumim b'seiser, right. Or if there are, you know, he knows about it, and shine. If he can go, right, that other, right. So that's really, you know, what it is. That happens to be done not by, you know, not till some achunisun, right, when they're. At the point of Nisun. What I mean to say is that in the mechanics, it's really dependent on that, not so much with the Nisun. Right? So what does it mean that she's not a chelz b'shuma after tikonis l'chuppah? Right? Right? It would seem to be that Chazal established a certain point of time which has a, you know, some kind of kfis. Right? But it's not really so much intrinsically dependent on that. So theoretically, that being that this is, you know, an Isser that Chazal made, the base of the Isser was because of Achshash Mekach Tois, but Chazal set up their Isser, right? So this Kinnir would be one of those examples where the Isser doesn't exactly fit 100%, right? The reason, because it's Yitochen that she's going to be also, even though the Vedika was made already. So there's really, so the Chash Mekach Toys already went off, but the Chobah didn't happen until tonight, right? So theoretically, right, she could have eaten Shuma before the Knesset L'Chobah, if you'd be just working with the actual reason.
But the rabbi's understanding, but the Takanas Chacham is still
right.
Nesu'in anyhow.
Yeah. What do you say about that?
Why are you thinking that the bedika would be before the chuppah?
Um, I think it's more like that, right? Okay. That's when the bedikah is, right?
Okay.
I believe some of lechopo. But memanushach, you have that idea. If the bedikah is after the, I mean, the bedikah, right? I mean, the bedikah is not the second after the chopo. So theoretically, she could eat truma the second after the chopo. So you know, so regardless, it doesn't match with when the bedikah is. That's what I'm just bringing out. So the reasoning is totally really in the bedikah, but the kaviyus of Chazal of the Isser, you know, was set on something which is something different. Which usually the reason for that is because it's something more established, right? So that's how Chazal set it up. Even though sometimes, you know, it's l'hoko or l'hachmer, right? Depending on, you know, on different situations.
I'm sorry, we don't have to get into this, but I guess this is bothering me a little bit, is that, you know, I always assume the bedikah is done by the man after the chuppah. Once they have a heter to be alone, he's alone with her and he does the bedikah.
No, I think it's mivu that the bedikah is done with his craving.
Oh, so once that's already done, let's say it's done, then theoretically it's probably being done by women.
Right.
So why didn't they do it by the kedushin? L'chora, if the mumim came between kedushin and the time of the bedikah, it shouldn't be a mekach tos. At the time of the kedushin, there was no mekach tos.
So this is a whole big sugya in Hamadir, right? That we'll see about that. You know, as far as when mumim came at this thing, but this seems to be, you know, some kind of hanhogo that I don't know, you know, well, fully what it was based on, but. Yeah, okay, we'll okay. We'll see in the Rashi. Rashi, we'll mention it over here, over there. Yeah, okay. So that's really the halacha of truma. Now the hemshach of Rashi. Rashi says, "V'zakoy bo kechol zuchus av v'bitoy." Right, so Rashi mentioned that the Mishnah over here is referring to two things. One thing is something which was not discussed in the previous Mishnah, that's the Truma. Truma, right? That's what we just spent the last few minutes on. And Rashi says that this Mishnah is also referring to the previous Mishnah. All those chusim that the Av has and that the Baal has, so that's what this Mishnah is saying, right? Which I'm saying this is already really alluded to in the Mishnah before, right? Yes, Elo Baal, Nisus is when she's Nisus. Roshna Mishnah. Nisus, yes, Elo Baal, right? That's the Nisus. So those chusim primarily are. Ma'isiyadayim, mitziyasa, and the latter part of the Mishnah discusses the chiyuvi habaal and the zchusim that the baal has, which are totally on his chiyuvim. Okay, now let's see the hemshach Mishnah.
So is Yerusha missing from this list here then? It's not in the previous Mishnah, and it's not Truma, which Rashi mentions, but that's also one of the issues of our Mishnah, right?
Right, we'll see. I mean, the Gemara makes a mention of Yerusha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
I mean, the previously mentioned, that was something that was the halacha of Ksuba, right? In the Mishnah.
Oh, so maybe it is. So then that is in the last Mishnah?
Well, I mean, the Mishnah over there doesn't talk about this, the counterpart. The Mishnah mentions, right, Perkuna, right? His chiyuvim, which the Gemara told us over here that in the Braisa. Right, this Gemara over here, furos, let's say tachas ksubos. That's what the Gemara says. Right? So ksuba is a Yerusha issue, which is not so simple in the Rishonim about that. But that's where there is a mention of Yerusha. And Beis Hashem, let's see it in the Gemara how that plays out. Right, but
There are two issues with Yerusha, right? Also, we're talking one is the Nadunya, and then there's the general Yerusha, right? Might be two separate issues.
Could be. Yeah, it's like a sugi by itself. But let's see. We'll see if we could touch on it. Okay. So now let's see like this. So the Mishnah establishes for us that she's b'shusa avah shidchanes l'shusa bala nisum, which kibshutai is referring to nisum, whatever nisum is. I guess it's good to mention right now the possibilities what nisuin is. Nisuin definitely more talks about chuppah. However, right, that's the shaila is what is chuppah? Right, the famous Ran at the beginning of the Masechta talks about it. Right. The Gemara over there, really, relevant to the Mishnah later that the Gemara by us over here deals. He gives mavli nisu, right? Personida, right? The Braiso over there talks about that personida is seems to be a reason why loy nisu. So the Ran discusses over there what is chuppah, which makes nisuin. The Gemara would be mashma that if she's a nida, then that's a reason why you can't do nisun. That would be mashmois, like the Shitas Harambam, that a chuppah's nida. If she's not royal bia, you can't do chuppah. And the Ran says that's what seems to suggest that chuppah is yichud. Right, in yichud, that's roi labia, and if she's a nida, then she's not roi. Right, that's one possibility. Ran himself learns not like that. The Ran says that chuppah really is just the mesir l'rishus habal. You don't need yichud at all for that. She's nifnes l'shusay into. Theoretically, it should be his mokum. We'll see about that.
Where do we see? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we have? We see that there's a concept of kedushin in the Torah, right? Ki yikach, ish isha. I guess I'll suggest something, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. Is the source for Nisuin that we see by Nedarim, you have Beis Aviyah and Beis Isha, or is there
something that definitely is a source for such a thing? Right. There are other sources. You find benigeta the halacha of there's a difference by concerning milchama, right? Misha erasisha v'loinisa, right? Mishnah mentions over that what pasuk talks about, right? Two levels, right? Erasisha v'loinikocha, right? Right, and there even difference in halachas as far as right, nakiyil beisish and echas, between as far as narusa and nesua. So over there, it's mevuyir definitely that there are two levels. I mean, there's also, a discussion, as far as the beer, what role does that play? Definitely is mashmoy is that the beer plays a role in the nisuin to some degree, maybe some kind of gemar hanisuin. So you have the chuppah, whatever chuppah is, and then you have the beer itself. Concerning the halachas that we're talking about over here, that these halachas will be chal without the beer itself.
My milchama might be that the beer plays more of a role. It seems.
I don't know. Okay. Maybe I don't know.
Right. I mean, that says something like that in the pasuk, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, you have to be mine over there. Right. Let's see. Okay, so now with this introduction over here, just to open things up a little bit, now we continue the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu Shluchei Habaal, Harei Hi Beshus Habaal. I don't remember if I finished the thought that concerning those halachas in the previous Mishnah, so that I believe we hear that those things are taka dependent on Nisuin itself, and let's say as far as Maisiya Deho and Mitziyasa. So at the point of Nisuin, that's when things will change over. Either if she's a Naira from the Rishus Ha'av to the Rishus Ha'baal, or if she was a Begeris, right, then it'll change over from Rishusa to the Rishus Ha'baal. So therefore, this Mishnah, that's what I meant to mention before. I don't know if I feared this. Is that even when Mishnah talks about that she's Bishus the Av, but really the point of the Mishnah is the Nisuin point over here. Is that when is this Nisuin Chal that the Dini of the Baal are Chal? Now, so it's the changeover from wherever they were before, whatever it was before, whether, if she's Bishus the Av, she's not Bishus the Av. That's l'chayra shouldn't be so much the point.
Right,
it would sound like that the Mishnah is saying that in conjunction with the previous Mishnah, but that's not really limited to that, because if the point of this Mishnah is that when is this Nisuin Chal, that the Dine Habal, right, are kicking in, and now therefore it affects whatever din she had before. So that's really what this is. L'chayda. Let's see. Zok Mishnah. Yeah. What is a Rashi over here actually? Right, Zok, the Rashi says, see Rashi on top, the Rishus Habal and Nisun. Right? Lo'elim she's Bishus Ha'av, Achetikonis, the Rishus Habal and Nisun. The Rishus Habal, the Nisun. So Rashi, Kloimar, right? So that's, whatever Rashi says, the Kloimar, right? That gets us thinking, right? That Kloimar always means that there's something to explain over here. What it means to say. You sound like it doesn't say it, and you have to explain what it means to say. Right? Like upon Rashi says, Shetekonis l'chupa l'shem nisun. When the Mishnah says, L'rishus habal l'nisun means l'shem nisun, and l'rishus habal means Shetekonis l'chupa l'shem nisun. Shetei misura l'rishus habal. That's what we need. We need that she's Masur Lushus Habal. Masur Lushus Habal L'chore is the is the accomplishment, and it's done with a certain action for the purpose of accomplishing that. So there has to be an intention in that maisa. Okay, fine. Let's see. Okay, you could think about the Rashi. Just one to arouse. Okay, let's see. Zok the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says as follows. Now the Mishnah now discusses non-conventional nisuin. Mosar ha'av l'shluchi ha'bal. Zok the Mishnah like this. If the av gives over l'shluchi ha'bal, apparently the Baal is not here. Right now, the actual chuppah is going to be taken place by the Mokum HaBaal. The Baal sends his shluchim, people on his behalf, which are bringing her to him. The Mishnah says, Mosav l'shluchi HaBaal harehi b'shus HaBaal. That will already accomplish that she's b'shus the Baal. Which would seem to be that whatever this mission is discussing, whatever halachas the mission is discussing over here, that is already accomplished with this.
So according to the previous Rashi, does that mean that mesira is a chuppah? Is that how Rashi understands it?
So.
It's going to be a headache thinking about the Rashi. Unless he just means to say he's talking Behova. When we make chuppah, that's what we're doing.
It sounds like he's saying, right? Like, the Gemara is going to have both sides of what it means, right? But it seems like Rashi is taking the side, at least at this point, that this is... you know, Nisuin, i.e., Masara Labau. Right? Like, for example, not that it's, right? In the Gemara, it's going to have two possibilities. It's either case one is Nisuin, case two is Masara Labau, or that it's one case that it's Nisuin, for instance, Masara Labau. Right? And it seems like Rashi's taking that this is Nisuin, right? Is Masur Labal equals Nisuin, or is the type of Nisuin?
Fine. So we'll see if we have the Gemara discusses it, then we'll come back to see what we see from this Rashi. I mean, this is a general shaila which we could ask is this satisfying what chuppah is? Right. Let's start from there. If chuppah is yichud roi lebia, right? Obviously, you don't have this over here, right? I mean, the husband's not even here, right? So you know, if that's what it is, then this is no way. I mean, you're not doing that. So then what is this? What exactly is this? And if it's a mesir l'shus habal, okay, then maybe we could be soivel what this is. We have to know exactly what l'shus habal means. Pashas l'shus habal refers to a certain mokum. Right, that's l'chor what it would be. Over here, it would sound like it doesn't have to do with a place. It's just giving her over, like sort of jurisdictionally. Right, that could accomplish that. Now, you know, even according to the Ran, that it's not chuppah haroy lebia. So, but we have to know. you know, are we accomplishing the chuppah? Is this tak accomplishing the chuppah over here, like we'll see in the Gemara? That's a poshut, right? Or maybe it's not supposed to be. Even according to the Ran, it's not supposed to be accomplishing chuppah. Now this is a big shayla which the Chaim talk about. That so then, what is this exactly? what relevance is this? I mean, this Gemara would can say this Mishnah over here would seem to be mashmah that there's some kind of the real chuppah has different facets of it, and one could accomplish a certain facet of chuppah even though you don't have the full chuppah. Right, which is, you know, just a new idea, which is sort of, you know, sneaks its way in here without, you know, without anyone announcing that to us. Okay, let's see. Zokti. So the first case of the Mishnah is Mosav v'shluchei habal harel b'shus habal. Holach ha'av v'shluchei habal oishoch v'shluchei av v'shluchei habal harehi b'shus ha'av. Even though it was mosar to the shluchei habal, but if the av himself or his shluchim accompany the isha on the trip, so then the mesira, the shus habal, was not accomplished, and she remains b'shus the av. Rashi explains this last case over here. What does it mean? Mosro shluchei ha'av l'shluchei habal. Rashi says as follows: Mosro shluchei ha'av shohu ha'av mishalcho loy aydei shluchov. I mean, you see from the previous case that if she's on her way to the Baal, to the Chosin, so even though the Shluchei HaBaal came to pick her up, but if the Av or the Shluchei HaAv are accompanying her, she's not Yotzis. So definitely so that if the Av is the one who sends her with his shluchim, so she's still Rishus the Av, even though she's on the trip, she's on her way to enter the Rishus of the Baal, but she hasn't yet left the Rishus Av. Definitely so. What we need to have this halacha is that we need some representative of the Baal, right? And that there is no representative of the Av, right? Let's say she go by herself. Right? Let's say she'd hop onto the train, right? And she's on her way, right? So there's no Av here, but on the other hand, there's no representative from the Baal, right? So that she'd also be still in the Rishus Av. That's what I would think.
Can she do a chuppah without her father at all? I mean, even if she gets the father, the husband's house, and now they make a chasana without the father doing any kind of a mesira, does it even work?
So, what are we talking about? What age bracket?
A katana, or let's say a nara, a little bit, the most complicated case.
Yeah, right. So nara is the same halacha as the kiddushin itself is concerned. Right. However, that works. Whether she can make a kedushin.
So if you hold that, which seems like in other places maybe we hold that way that the father can make it and she can't really make it. We discussed last week.
What would you need according to that? You need his consent. Right, you know, if she's, I would think that if she's going, you know, with his knowledge, that will constitute a mesira, I would think.
Right. So the only question then is it right until she actually gets to the shluchim, she's still in the shoes of the father.
I would think so. Right. If there's no shluchim baal here at all, then she would still be b'shus the av.
How'd you come to that case from this Mishnah? the case where she's alone?
Well, I'm just discussing the different possibilities over here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't discuss that, right? Yeah. I was just deriving this from the Mishnah, that what I see from the Mishnah is that even when you have the shluchei abal, but if the av is there, then so it would seem to be that in order to create this mesira, I need to have shluchei habal without shluchei haav. So just creating a new scenario, right? If you have neither, right? That's what you're saying, right? So you don't have the cause of the changeover, right? The fact that she's on her way itself, that in itself, you know, doesn't constitute the hachnos l'rishus habal.
And then we're even adding that, and if there was, if it wasn't an initial shluchei av, or the father sending me directly, or through shluchim, so also she doesn't get into the baal's rishus, right? Because you need really the consent of the father. That's an active thing. It's not just a
right. Okay. Right. That might be on this side that the immediate extent of the father, then nothing's valid. Nothing is valid, right? Unless you have that.
It's interesting. Sorry. Why the Mishnah splits up these two cases? Right above it says, Halach ha'av im shlicha ba'al, o halchu shlucha ha'av im ha'bal. There it has an O. That's when they're halchu. But by Mesira, first it gives a case of Masarav l'shluchei abal, and then it comes back all the way at the end, and it says Masru shluchei av l'shluchei abal. It splits up the two cases.
Let's see. I mean, what the Mishnah, the order of the Mishnah would seem to be is that the Mishnah is discussing one of the two parties. Right. In other words, the av or the baal, right, playing the role personally, and the last case is we're using two shluchim, right? So that was the relevance of that last case, which Rashi explains that what that is that shluchei baal, shluchei ha'av means that they're bringing her. That's what shluchei ha'av are. They're taka bringing her there.
They're meant to bring her to the baal,
right? But since they are the shluchei ha'av bringing, so she still b'shus the av. And on that, the Mishnah says that even as far as the chiddush, maybe that might be a question exactly why does the Mishnah have to speak this out? But that's what the new case over here is up upon him. It's a new case over here that it's shluchim. That means that she is en route. That's the relevance of shluchei ha'av, right? Otherwise, that you know, it's not shluchei ha'av. If she's in her house, they pick her up from beis aviha. So shluchei ha'av means that she's en route to get to the baal, and she's met up over there with. With shluchei habal.
And can we learn from this that the shluchim really are in the place of the mishaleach? Why am I saying that?
As opposed to what?
They can do only exactly what they were told to do, okay. And they don't have any rishus to make any decisions.
Okay, that's probably true. Now, once you're touching on this, we could think about. What level of shlichus is this? And is this a halachic shlichus that we need the conditions of a shliach? You know that you need a chveis. You need to have bembris. All those halachas. Could a goy, you know, do this? Right? I mean, it doesn't seem to me that this is a real shlichus over here, right? Is this the halachic shlichus? That being a shliach, there's some kind of power that's given over. Are they standing in place place of someone halachically, right, that is what to think about. Right?
I assume that it was a real shlichus.
I assumed it.
You're saying not that way because you don't see any actual reshus that the father needs to hand her over in this way?
Let's first talk from the side of the father. So, I mean, you know, he did what he did, right? You know, right? Is, you know, the Mesira is the Mesira that, you know, that last step under the chuppah there, that's the Mesira, as opposed to, you know, saying goodbye to her initially. I don't see why that has more of, you know, right, that has more of like a Mesira that they have to be right. You know, his shliach for that. You know, mitzad the baal also, right? What are we doing over here? This might have to do with what we discussed before. Is a chuppah actually taking place? You know, the real chuppah, right? Or not? This is just, you know.
But some type of transaction is happening, right? I mean, the legal status is changing.
Right, her status is changing. We just want to know is that in order for it to be considered that she's nichnas the shus habal, so do these people have to be halachic shluchim of the baal? We've discussed b'tzad ba'av. No, it doesn't seem like, you know, b'tzad ba'al, that is there's more of a tzad that maybe because we're creating something over here, the hachnos l'rishusay, you know, how is it hachnos l'rishusay? You know, if they're not him, maybe they have to be him. Right, that's what one could to think about over here. Okay, so now let's see. Okay, right?
I guess.
Right. Okay.
I think I'm getting more confused as we go on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, it's good.
Right. I mean to just open up the mind a little bit, right? And see the everything has its depth. Right? We just need to just the key to get into it, right? Right? You know, sometimes the door is locked. We don't notice the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Zok to Gemara. Okay, after the Gemara. My lo'olam. Right? The Mishnah says lo'olam. It would seem to be that the Mishnah is coming to refer to a certain case which might have been questionable. And Mishnah saying, no, even over there, she's b'shus di'av, she's going to shus di'av. I forget the Mishnah. Shon nisnan digizmam le'nisvoy ches mishlovey ches v'chumak mashmon lo'olam. Okay, this is what we spoke about before. That's the Mishnah. Let's just see this over here. Art, we should be familiar with it from before, but it is a little while ago since we've learned that base. But remember that the Mishnah over here on is it on Zion? Yeah, right. This Mishnah on Zion. Let's just quickly. Remind ourselves of this Mishnah over here. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin. The Mishnah talks about Noisin Lipsulish name also Chodesh Mishnah Tova Baal Fanas Atzmo. That 12 months is a right that really each of them have in preparation for the Nisuin after the Erisin. Now the Mishnah says the third line, Higiyas Mavli Niswa Oiches Mishlav Oiches B'Tshuma. That was this, we had this part in the Anaf Beis, that's when the Mora discussed this. Higiyas Mavli Niswa Oiches Mishlav Oiches B'Tshuma, which is Kedai to be Madgish over here, that part of the halachas which are relevant to us over here is Mezoinis. Right? That's the halacha, right? That the Baal is Mechuyiv Mezoinis, Nisu. Right, you say aloud that there's a chiyuv mezoinis. So this mission says that by Hagoah's man there's a chiyuv mezoinis, and really based on that is why she's oichos b'tshuma. let's jump to the bottom over here. The bottom line on the Mishnah, Zu Mishnah Mishayna. Zu Mishnah Mishayna. This halacha that we just discussed, the Hagoz man, plays a role in the Chiyuvim, the Din Truma, in the Din of Truma. That was Mishnah Mishayna. That was the first Shita in time-wise, seems to be. Bezin Shal Achreihim, right? The initial Bezin that dealt with it, that they were Kaveres Halacha, that's based on, like we mentioned from the Murat tells us that the Din of Truma is based on Shema Tashke. However, Bezin Shal Achreihim, Omru, Ein, okay, so that is the Mishnah Mishayna, Mishnah Achrayna. As a matter of fact, Taisus Bayos Vishayim Bavor in the question. See this Taisus on the top over here, Lafukum Mishnah Mishayna. Taisus says, "Afagav the Snan Behedyah Perek Afapizu Mishnah Mishayna Beishon Achrayim Omru." That Taisus asks, that why is it necessary for the Tana, for our Tana, to make a lo'olam over here, to establish the halacha over here? I mean, the Mishnah writes, weird Mishnah, you know, says it. It says Zu Mishnah Mishayna Beishon Achrayim. Not like that. So it's clear in the Mishnah that the final halacha is not like that. So why does the Tana, our Tana, have to get involved? So Taisus, Kein derech hatanoim hashmin bekoitzer, afakav the hashmin bemokem acher. Taisus says that in Ochanami, but we find Taisus has, you know, other places that the derech hatanoim is that if bekitzer, if we could just, you know, add a word or two and to tell us something, we would repeat something which is mefurish b'mokam acher, to really reiterate something if it doesn't require, you know, a whole bavel.
Now, according to Rashi, is the Gemara chozer on this?
According to Rashi,
and Rashi says eventually we have a tiyuv to the kulhu, right? And which is, and the only nafkamina for this mesira is Yerusha. And so, it has absolutely nothing to do with Truma at all, the Mishnah, according to that, right? Even though Rashi says in the Mishnah, it has to do with Truma. But I mean,
The first statement, even according to the Maskana, is Truma. It's the second statement that, right?
What's the first statement and what's the second statement?
In other words,
La'olam
hibrishus ha'av adshi tikanes l'rishus ha'bal is talking about linisun is talking about truma. Then a new case, masar ha'av l'shluche ha'bal harei hibrishus ha'bal, that's talking about Yerusha.
That's what you're saying. You're saying the La'olam is still, no, the Masir is only for Yerusha. But the La'olam, it means even after the Masira, even after the Masira happens, until the Chuppah, she doesn't need Truma.
The La'olam is La'olam. It's always
close. Even after the Masira, and the Masira is a whole different issue. The Masira is talking about Yerusha, and the La'olam is talking about maybe. All right, okay. I don't know. Is that the way you see it?
we'll see. I think this Taisus, Baron Taisus and Oman Aleph, saw that Taisus over there on Oman Aleph.
Yeah, Tiyuv to that one. To the
Kula?
Oh, sorry, no. Oh, it's here on Mahmoud Aleph. Okay, sorry. La'olam. Oh.
That Taisus. Okay, we'll see. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see. Lomazan. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Okay, now we can start the Gemara. Start the Gemara. Yeah? So, the Mishnah tells us the halachos of Mesir. Omar Rav Mesir also, Lokol Chutz Mitrumah. Ravasi Omar af l'truma. The Gemara over here would seem to be that their Rav definitely sounds like he's being mechalik between the Ikar Din Chupa and the din of Mesira, right? That the latter part of the mission discusses. Omar Rav Mesira also lokol chutz mitruma. Now, actually, let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi over here. Rashi before, okay. Misiros l'kol zok Rashi l'yosho u'letamalo u'lemais yedeho. Now, Rashi mentions over here, right, things that we didn't discuss before, right, that maybe Yerusha we mentioned maybe that was touched on, but l'tamalo, that's definitely something new. Ulamais yodeh, ul'chol davar, chol dvar ish b'isha, kaima mesir shluchim b'mokam chupa. That's what Rashi says over here, that according to Rav, or according to everyone really, that the mesira is b'mokam chupa, and it will accomplish these halachas. Yosho, Utamalo, Maisi Adeho. That definitely sounds like that, it has the Milo of Chupa. Mokom Chupa. Novos, Chut Mechiles Chumo. Zok to Rashi, the time of the Mishum Simpin, Kilkamon, Meperek Afopi. Vakati Ikla Mechish, Lohochi Shemi, Yim Tsuba, Mumin, Vuk, the Shev, Vinus Hubehot, Toys. Okay, right, so like mentioned before, that being that it's based on Mekach Tois, and it's totally on something else, that so that's not really aquaponim, even though, like this, let's just speak this out over here, that we mentioned before that it's totally really on Mekach Tois, which is really totally on the Shas Bedika, which is now, even though chupa, according to Rav, that the mesira has the chshivas of the chupa, but apparently, I it would look like the cheshen over here is that maybe even though in din it might have the same relevance, but when you're talking about the chshash, right, of mekach tois, that's more like a practical thing, and the bedika on that, it's something which is done somuch to the actual chuppah itself, and that's why it doesn't help concerning this. Right? That's how we can understand it. So even though we explained before that Chazal set up that the time should be nisun, which is not really the factor. The bedikah is really the factor, like we said. But since menastam, that's when the bedikah is made. Somach l'nisun. So that's what that is. Now, therefore, Zok Rav, even though you might have a mesira, which in halacha has the status of chuppah, but when you're talking about this chashash, then being that it doesn't have the practical aspect, which talks to this chashash, so therefore, it doesn't help concerning this. So that's why, even though it has the status of a chuppah, but being that the truma is totally mekach tois, which is totally in a different point. So that's really a practical aspect, and what shayach that has to do with bedika, and being that it's not shayach to bedika, so that's why this is not going to help as far as that's concerned. That's the chiddush, how we could understand simply what. I feel like you're saying
I would have understood that the Chachamim made a Takana in a particular way, and then it wasn't Taluin Bisnun, it's Taluin Bedika, according to Rav. But it seems like you're saying slightly not like that, that they made it Taluin Nisuin, but
that's kind of what the Mishnah said, right? The Mishnah says, how are you saying that it wasn't totally in Nisuin at all. Actually, comes to chuppah. What does the Rish of the Mishnah say? We just learned the Mishnah, right? Which the Gemara told us that that's concerning Truma. Actually, Tikkun is the Chupa, right? Mishnah there, Mishnah here. Right. So maybe there's still room to say what you're saying. But the reason why we spoke like that is because it sounds like that it was set up in conjunction with Chupa. And that's why we had to speak out now. So if it's set up in conjunction with Chupa, and this is Chupa, so, you know, it really should be telling you this. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's why we reminded us a little bit to explain why it doesn't help concerning this. Oh, yeah. That was the route that we took. Now let's see. Now Rav Asi, the Gemara says, what does Rav Asi hold? Rav Asi says, after Truma, Mesira helps after Truma. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, V'Rav Asi Omar after Truma, Kosova hod Omar Rabbonon, Aruso, L'Yisoyach v'Truma, Mishum Shem Yimzul, Lo kois beveis aviv v'tashke la'ach lachisev v'hashto de'in ach rechises lo shori. Rashi explains that Rav Asi holds, which is really the Mishnah Rishayna, right? Which is a question, like the Mishnah Rishayna, which the concern is shema tashke. So therefore, once you have the mesira, the chashash doesn't apply. Now, over here, we also have to classify this a little bit. What?
So it's your understanding, I guess maybe I'm not understanding the Mishnah Rishona correctly. It's your understanding that even though they're not going to make the chuppah, he's not making the chuppah. He had 12 months is up, but they did the Mesira anyway. He's like, she's yours now. And now she's living in the Rishus Abal?
It wasn't Mesira. That's not Mesira. The Mishnah, there's not even a Mesira.
So then why are we saying if she's still living in the father's house, we're now in the 13th month, and she's still living in the father's house.
The Gemara says that since he's Mechuyev Mezainis, he's Meyachel Lodukhto, right? And he sets aside a place, whatever that means, and therefore, since he's giving mezainis, so he's paying for it. So he wants to make sure that she's the only one who benefits from the right.
Okay, so she's not sharing her food, and he's right. Makbid. He's saying you can't share any of this food with your brothers or your food.
But apparently, the Mora says, but that only helps, right? If she has a place to eat it, right? But otherwise, back upon him, yeah. Okay. Right. That's good. So that's without Mesira. The Gemara is saying now that with Mesira, right, that also talks to this chash. She's now right. Now what I meant to be more is like this. Mm-hmm. Is that again you'll see this same kind of a thing. Because you could say like this, but if it's Hochul Shluchei Ha'av, right, let's say, right? The Shluchei Ha'av send her, right? Or any situation where she's not pervasive anymore. So at that point, we don't have the concern, right? So she should be able to eat, even without the Mesir being accomplished.
Even if they walk with the Halchu im Shluchei Ha'av, you're saying then they...
Maybe Yigesh Lodin, if the father came along, right? Maybe you have the concern, right? Shema Tashka Lavia. But L'chaira, once she's en route, you have the same, right?
I think you have the same svara, but there's a Tachamas Chachamim.
Right, okay, that's what we're getting at. Right, exactly, right? Like you're saying, right? That's what I just meant to point out. That here too, that once the chash is because of Shema Tashke, so I did in Mesira, there's no chash Shema Tashke, so I was saying we would be ma'ir, that is it really dependent on the Mesira itself when you have the official Mesira? But her, once she's not together, right, that should be enough. So that answers again, we're saying that there was some kind of kavias over here. Chazal would toil this akoponim in the Mesira, even though that's not really so much, you know, what makes it or breaks it. Right? Same idea that Chazal, the Takonis, were established in an orderly fashion, right? And so therefore, you know, Lav Dafka follows exactly in the Tamadova. That's what it would seem like to me. Okay, now, just to let the Olim know about this, is that Tosis argues on Rashi about this, right? Rashi says that Rav Asi holds like the Mishnah Rishayna, right? Tosis asks a number of questions on that, and Tosis learns that Rav Asi also is going up the Mishnah Achrayna. And if you look in the Tosis over here, just Tosis says Venir Levi, just like a little less than halfway down.
Bless you.
Excuse me. Okay. I'm sorry. Venir Levi, the time of the Rav Asi Mishum Simpen, Avad, he also holds because of Simpen. Umishum Mosra Su Lekel Mechesh the Stoma Bat Kilo. Hmm. Okay, so Tosfos works it out that he also holds a simpan and a nechnami. You have to get the bedika here, right? Okay, so what do we have in the Mishnah? Okay, in the Mishnah we have right now machlekes Rav and Rav Asi, that this at the Mishnah says that mosro, whenever you have this din mesira that the Mishnah talks about, this is a changeover of dinim. Rav says it doesn't help legabe truma, because truma is based on mekach tois, which is dependent on the shas nisuin, the shas chupa mamish, and Rav Asya holds that it helps legabe truma also. Zot gemara eser Rav Hunu Rav Asya. The Mura asks the Kasha on Rav Asi, that Rav Asi holds that the Messiah helps even Gabi Truma. What does the mission say? That you need chupa. Zok Rashi, Lo'olam hi b'shus ha'av v'ikimno. Right, the first piece of Gemara told us that this is v'ikimno dehai lo'olam mishum achilas truma naki. Lo v'komar v'katani atchit tikonis l'chupa. So Rashi explains that the Gemara's kasha is based on that first piece of Gemara, that when the Mishnah is saying this lo'olam. So let's talk about Rashi Lishitosa, right? Rashi explained that the Machlokes is Rav and Rav Asi is Gufa Mishnah Shem Mishnah Achrayna on the Mishnah later on. Now our Mishnah over here, right? The Gemara told us that the Lo'olam in our Mishnah is going like the Mishnah Achrayna. So how could Rav Asi learn in our Mishnah that Mesira helps even the Gabi Truma? Right, that's how Rashi explains what this halacha is. Let's see, Zot Gemara. Omar luhu Rav, lav amin luhu loy tezlu bosar ipcho, yocha lushnun luhu misirosa zuhi knisosa luchupo. Rashi explains, just the words over here, Omar luhu Rav le talmidai Ubinoi, who asked the kasha, Loitizlu Bosa Ripcho, Loitashivu Beves Hamedrish, Mimishnah Hanepeches, the Shneitz Dolim. When the Gemara says, Loitizlu Bosa Ripcho, Basar Ipcha, something which could be opposited. Don't ask a question from something which it's not definite. That what the source here and the answer, one could adjust the Mishnah to the way he says that Yochel Shnuchu Misirasa Zuhi Knisasa Luchupa. So the pshat in the Mishnah is that the Misira has the Maila of Chupa. The Mishnah. Now, let's hear according to Rashi how do we explain this, the Gemara, right? Because Rashi explained that Shitas Rav Asi is that like the Mishnah Mishnah Hagoz Man, right? That's what he holds. So the Mishnah is saying that Hagoz Man doesn't work. So how are we answering the question here? But according to the Rashi, you can really hear how the Gemara answers the question here.
So I don't know the Gemara so well later.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I didn't have that in the Cheshem, but I understood that he still holds the reason that she can eat truma is because she might feed it to her family, but the Mishnah Achrona anyhow made a takana based that she's still not allowed to have truma. Until Masun.
He holds of both.
That's again, but that's without really knowing the Gemara. The Gemara later on.
The question over here is how do you understand the Rashi, right? Maybe we'll have to understand the Rashi like that. But I mean, B'muskarishin, the Rashi over here would sound like Rashi saying that the Tam is Alt Shematashke, which is really the Mishnah Shana, which follows that Hagozman, right? That's really that halacha.
So that was Hagozman. A piece of information, yeah. I was missing. Yeah. I just understood that as an independent reason without totally,
right.
Not tied
okay.
to Machlokas.
Okay. Okay. So maybe there are Hezbollahs that one could make with that. Black, what do you say, Michael, about that?
I just want to make sure I understand the question. Meaning, according to Rashi, Rav Asi, it shouldn't be Talui in Chuppah, it should be Talui in Hagazman.
Right.
Because then he's going to be Yachid or a Makom. And this, and so what's the Gemara have to answer that Chuppah, that Masira is Chuppah?
Well, actually, I was asking the other way, what does it help to tell me that Masira is Chuppah? Because your sheet is that you don't really need. Masir l'chupa and whatever is included in that. It's totally in Hagaz Man. So if what the L'Olam is coming lafuke the Hagaz Man, right?
Yeah.
And Hagaz Man is dependent on Shematashke, and that's what he holds. So we're not really answering the question here.
So maybe what he's saying is right. Taka. What he holds is that as long as when there's no chashash, when there's no longer a chashash that she's going to feed her family, that's when it goes away, either because of Hagazman or because they handed her over to the Rishus of the Baal when the family is not around anymore. As opposed to Rav, who would say it's Talui and Badika, and they didn't do a Badika yet. The Mishnah Rishona.
Well, see, how do you learn the Gemara? The Gemara right away said, "Lafuk Mishnah Rishona." That it's not he is Malan Isul, right? So the question is what we're asking is that the basis of the dinner of Hagoz Man is because of Shematashke.
Right.
So if Rav Asi holds Shematashke, then he's working with Mishnah Rishona, right? Which is our Mishnah is saying clearly not like that. So
because of the La'olam before.
Right.
Right, so how's he understanding the La'olam? The La'olam is... Because you're saying the La'olam is Lefuki Mishnah Rishona. So L'chor, this is saying... So if you understand what's the Mishnah Rishona is... I think that's what Rashi is understanding. Mishnah Rishona is that the reason is because of Shema Yashke. And the Mishnah Achrona is that it's because of Simfon. So our Mishnah is saying Lafuke. So it sounds like our Mishnah should be saying that the reason is because of Simfon, not because of Shema Yashke. So how could Rav Asi be saying in our Mishnah that it's Shema Yashke?
Right.
Fine. So he understands, so you have to answer, according to Rashi, that he understands the La'olam slightly different, that he's being chozer, I guess. He's being chozer on when it's said above. It's not really La'afuke the Mishnah Rishona Mishum the Tam.
So how do you learn that in the Gemara? See, because Rashi explains that the Gemara's Kasha was working with that. And it doesn't sound like that's his answer. His answer just seems to be saying...
I hear you. Okay, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I'm glad I understand the kasha.
Right.
I don't have an answer.
Right. See. Let's say if you work like, let's say with Tosfos, just to bring out the point, according to the way Tosfos is learning, Tosfos learns that he's working with Simpin. But he holds that the Simpin is dealt with already at the Shas Mesira, right? So Hagoaz Man, right, you know, doesn't help, doesn't change. So if the Reish of the Mishnah is Kom Lafuke Hagoaz Man, so the Reish of the Mishnah is coming to tell me the din of that it's totally in Simpin, it's not totally in Shematashke. That's the Reish of the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara's kasha was that we thought that the Mishnah is saying Dafka actually konis l'chupa. And on that the Mishnah is saying that's the halacha of truma, you need chupa mamish. So that just would tell us that simpan concerning truma is only you only have at the time of Chuppah Mamash Lafuki from Mesira. On that, the Gemara answers by saying now that the mission doesn't mean Dafka Chuppah as opposed to Mesira. Right? The Gemara just means to say that we mean to say Bidika. Now, when the Bidika is, Rav Asi could still be right that the Bidika you have at the time of the Mesira, and the mission just means to say as opposed to Hagoz Man where there is no Bidika at all. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's not according to Tosfos. We hear the Shakwa Taya of the Gemara. Okay, that was that whole. Now let's see a little further over. Zot Gemara.
Does anybody ever did you see anybody who tries to explain Rashi?
I didn't see, I'm sorry. I didn't have a chance to look properly.
I'm starting to get to the place when I have these kinds of questions, I see if Rabbi Akiva Eger says anything. Actually, I saw him explain a Rashi once.
First, we were looking in the Vishayim on that. Right. Right. And the truth is that I would have thought that Thesis would have asked this question. It seems like it's a basic question. But I was not able to look around too much. over here. Let's see. Let's see a little further. Okay, let's just a little bit further over here. Zot Gemara. Ushmul Omar Li Rushosa. Did I skip something? Shmuel Omar Li Rushosa. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Shmuel Omar Li Rushosa. Hu de Mahanya Mesira. Shmuel says that the Mesira in the Mishnah helps Li Rushosa. She'im meso baderech bal yerish nidun yoso. But that halacha bal yerish nidun yo. The afagav the omar mar ishte yaruso meso ene yosho. Hocho kiven de mosro achule ach ochel av mehashto machmas kivnesun. Avu chuma fos nidor noreo. Shaloi b'shutfis. However, concerning truma and aforos nedorim, Rashi explains what that means. Aforos nedorim shaloi b'shutfis. Ul mitziyosa de'ena ela mishum eva vakati lekel ameiches lahochi loy mahanya mesira kichupo. So let's hear that again. Rashi tells us that Shmuel holds that the mesira helps only concerning Yerusha. Now, it's important that how Rashi explains. Rashi tells us like this. The Iker Halacha is Ishtei Arusa is any Yerusha. The Iker Din Yerusha. Hocho kiven demosro achuli ochol av mehashto machmas kiv nesun. Now, so Rashi explains like this, that the Baal yashins her. Rashi explains, how does the Baal yashin her? Achuli ochlo with a mechila. Now this needs a little explanation in the lumbus, in the mechanics, how this works. Right? And the truth is, we already had this before, right? This is all part of a Shitas Rashi over here. Shalom Yishenim Taka in the halacha before, in that halacha of Ksuba, that he yarshins her, Arusa, of the Nesua. But let's hear what Rashi says. Rashi says that Shitas Shmuel is that you don't have the Mila of Chuppah over here. And he says that the only thing that it helps for is for Yerusha. What does Yerusha refer to? Yerusha refers to that halacha that the Baal is Yerush, the Nedunyas Ishtai. Now how does that work? That he's not a Yerush. The Iker Din Yerusha, that which gives him the halacha to take over from. So Rashi says that the Av is a chule ochel, right? Which, right, that was the sugi before, right? The locha of Yishum Echtune, right? That's how Rashi learns, right? Okay, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Akopan, the Mesira, okay, maybe that wasn't such a good sushta. But what we need to explain over here is that how does mechila, how does mechila transfer something, right? Now it's, could I be mechil you my something that belongs to me, right? Now mechila is that you know, if you have a shibud on me, I can be mechil, you know a shibud. Something like that. You have to have something that I could that I could be moichel. Right? I'm moichel such a right that I have to you. Right? That's what a mechila is. And I said, how do we understand what this is? His wife has nechosim. She dies. The real Yerush is the father, right? So he should yashin her, and over here, the husband will yashin her because at the point of the mesira, mishum kiruv. Kiruv nesun. Achuli ochel av. So, what do you say here?
This is including the lanchions, or this is just including the extra gifts that the father gave.
I mean, whatever it includes, but what we want to understand is that how does Mechila transfer it to the Baal?
I didn't know that. Yeah, that I. That, right, I'm not. Right, mm-hmm. I'm addressing that.
Right. It would seem like this. I just want to set you up with a possible direction over here, right? That it would seem like this. If we're talking about a mechila, so that means that the Baal has the wherewithal, he has rights and powers in this momentous, that it was just dependent on certain things. I would understand that like this, that this money, this is part of this takana, that the Baal gets subosa, tachas, kfur, let's say, whatever the takana is, and that was put into play with a condition dependent on an nesuin, let's say, right? Whatever constitutes an nesuin. Now, is that something that he's first going to get later, or the pshat is that he has schusa now with the later acting as a condition, right? So if we could look at it like that. You know, it's putting into his power now with conditions. So, if the conditions aren't met or weren't met, then he can't utilize these powers. Anytime that you make a transaction with a condition, if the condition isn't met, then it doesn't help you. But one could be moichel the condition, being that the power for the transaction was already set up. There was a condition. Right? Let's say we make a mechira, right? And the mechira is amenas such and such. Right? So being that the ikur mechira was done, and it's just being prevented from being brought into actuality because of the condition which is holding it back. So if you mechil the condition, then whatever you did could kick in. Right? So maybe that's how we can understand how this works over here. That the nesuin is conditional, right? That's what it is. Because the truth, yeah, right? The nesuin is conditional. So if the nesuin is conditional, but there betim is a hakno of these nechosim to the Baal, so therefore it's possible that even if the nesuin itself didn't happen, but if we could view it that there's a mechila, on the conditions of that, so then there's nothing preventing the original kinyan or mesira that was done, and that could bring it into actuality already now. Now, in Achnami, in Azavada, this is totally on her dying. It's not going to happen. But what I mean to say is the condition of the Nisun itself. Right? So that's why now when she died, even though the Nisun didn't happen, but if there's a Chuli Mochla on the Nisun, then it could help. Now, let's just speak out one step further. Right? That when is this Mechila Chal? Is it like a two-step thing? Is that, you know, it's set up Nisuin, and then when the Mesira happens, you know, there's a Mechila on that, or it'll really translate that into that, you know, the Mesira itself really will be B'makam the Nisuin. So what I'm just being ma'ir now is over here is there an actual mechila? There's there was a condition, an assuming condition, and then there's a mechila on that at the time of the mesira. Is that what happens, or that's just that's really just the background? But the way it's really set up based on that is that initially the condition really becomes just the point of mesira. I'd say it really stands in place of the Nisuin. So this Mechila that Rashi mentions over here is possibly, it's not like that there's actually Mechila happening over here, which is undoing a Tanai, but in the original setup of the Tanai, that's where the Mechila is. Meaning to say is that the Tanai intrinsically is Nisuin, but the das of the Av is that he doesn't need Nisuin Mamish. As long as you have the key of Nisuin, right, that's enough for him. So that's the context of Mechil over here. And therefore, originally, it really would be set up initially with whatever is a key of Nisuin, which would be the Mesir itself.
Yeah, there could be a nafkamina. Let's say if the father died, and it might be a nafkamina.
Okay, right. If you need his mechila, right? Okay, I hear that. All right. So it's getting a little late over here. So we have to hold over here. I got that right in the middle, over here. Okay, but this is Shita Shmuel. But I just want to speak out the rest of the Rashi. Rashi tells over here, right, because it's important to see that, you know, each halacha really we have to work out itself what it's based on. Rashi says like this. Aval Truma. Rashi says that Truma, it doesn't help. Mesira, okay, so that'll be like Shittis Rav. Ulafonas Nidoreho. Now that wasn't mentioned before. Now the Dina Haforas Nidoreho. Surely this is a real derived Siddika Halocha that the changeover that calls on she's Narusa, that the hafora is b'shutfis when at the time of nisuin. That's what Rashi means, that it should be shaloi b'shutfis, and that on that Rashi is saying that what Shmuel is saying is that you don't have the nisuin for that. That mesira is not maspik for that. You need the actual chuppah itself in order to accomplish that. So it would seem from over here, Ibazai, right, that the Mesira doesn't really have the full chuppah. The Hainan is, before we were talking about Truma is really dependent on other things. So therefore, even it could have been that Mesira, Taka, has the halachic status as a chuppah, but the technical issues that Shum is based on doesn't address. Right? But over here, I mean, the halacha of Haras Nedarim is totally on the actual chuppah. So if Mesira would have the Milo, would fulfill the din of chuppah, then it really should work. Right? So you see from over here that Mesira does not. Yeah. Now that's on the deristical level. The Mitzia, right, is a different halacha. That's totally an Ava. That's also a technical issue over here. That's totally in Ava. So you see, also not really dependent on the actual Nesu'in. Mitzia also the Ein La'el Mishum Ava Vakati Leka Lemech Shlochi Loi Mehani Mesira Ki Chopa. Right, and this is what Rashi is making the cheshbon over here. Right, you know, this you could have missed out, like we discussed before, because if also if you know there could have been a kfiyas, right? And that when that din is totally on, if.
I mean, it's interesting. When does the father lose the? According to Rashi, the father keeps the mitzia up until Nesu'in.
Sounds like till chuppah, right?
But he holds that it's because she's smucha al shulchano. According to the other Rishonim who hold that it's because he could be Moser her to a Nevela, and that's the Eva, it could be that he loses the Mitzvah by Kedushin, because now he can't be Moser her anywhere. So, I'm just...
It's a good point. Good point, you being more. Okay, very good. That's mamish what we're looking for, right? Just, you know, to hold the calculations. Very good. Very good. Okay, fine. Okay. We'll be.
What you were going to say? I'm sorry.
No. That's just wanted to mention that. Okay. Right. Just to be able to focus on all the different halachas and the. And the reasonings that are behind it. Okay, we'll hold over here for now, okay? Yeah.